So magandang hapon sa iyo, Rod.
Magandang hapon, Ronald. Magandang hapon din sa mga listeners, as usual.
Rod, ilang araw na lang, no? Yung napaiulat na isasara ang Boracay, no? So, to be more specific, sa 26 ng Abril, isasara na yun. Ano ang magiging implikasyon nito at ano na yung nangyayari sa ngayon? Marami na ba nagpapa-cancel ng ticket?
Well, obviously, apektado kami since we've lost that market, and that's one of the bigger markets namin, domestic Boracay. In a nutshell, they're doing this to improve the conditions ng Boracay. Yun ang kanilang official line. Our directive, galing yun sa Philippine DOT office, tsaka sa mga airlines, yun ang Cebu Pacific and Philippine Airlines. So we are abiding by what they're telling us. So yung mga pasahero namin na nabook na, going to Boracay, staying in Boracay, may mga honeymooners pa nga, canceled lahat yon. But they're due full refund na. Obviously, they're disappointed because lalo na yung may mga activities na gagawin doon, purposely to go to Boracay because there's a wedding, there is a big anniversary, etc., etc. They're quite disappointed. But obviously, there are other areas that they can go to. Unfortunately, the dates, nagkakatalo ngayon sa dates because, you know, you cannot just pull out one from Boracay and then move to Coron or whatever. So overall, there is quite a disappointment sa nangyayari. Now, the other side of that also is you have to understand the airlines, the hotels, apektado ang market nila pagdating sa bagay na yon, you know. So we're just a small portion of those affected, lalo na yung mga nagtatrabaho din doon. So there's a lot of factors na apektado.
Full refund ba yung pagka ganyan?
Yes. So yes. Full... Or you can change your date, etc. But otherwise, you can get a full refund. Sa because hindi naman kasalanan ng pasahero yun eh. I mean, you know, it's something directed by the directive ng government yan. So the airlines have to abide and they have to be very flexible with that.
Okay.
You know?
Pag nagpa-cancel, may mga alternative proposal ba kayo kung saan sila dadalhin o kapalit ng Boracay?
Oh gosh, ang daming magaganda, lalo na Coron, obviously Puerto Princesa, Cebu, Panglao, you know, these two, twin cities. And of course, you can go Davao, you can go Camiguin, anywhere. The other area, para rin sa benefit ng listeners natin ito, Ronald, one area of the Philippines that is actually being developed is Batanes. It's actually medyo mahal at the moment kasi hindi pa frequent masyado ang flights doon. But once you start getting the frequency like Boracay, Panglao, Coron and all these, naturally the demand is so high and then there will be more services going to those places. Magmumura ang airfare. Of course, you know, if you don't like to fly, then you have all these other areas. Pangasinan, not because I am from Pangasinan, but they are really developing places like Bulinao, you know, all this coastal, papuntang Zambales. There's a lot of areas, very nice areas there. I don't know if people have heard of a place called Las Casas Acusar. This is in Bataan. They get all these yung mga old houses from different parts of the Philippines.
Yep,
And then they bring it to Las Casas and then they rebuild it. They put it back together. And then you can see this puro ancestral home sa mga nandoon. You have a lot of options naman.
Yeah, Rod, binanggit mo yung Batanes. Batanes may be a good option. Pero di ba, it basically operates just 3 months of the year dahil pagka may storming, ang Batanes eh, hindi na viable for
ano. Obviously, you don't go there during that time. Pero alam mo, very unpredictable na rin kasi ang ano ngayon eh. Ang weather eh. Sometimes yung, like now, I heard that today, right now it's just 40 degrees. And then don't be surprised if, you know, in a few days from now, biglang bagyo na naman. I mean, I don't want it to have a bagyo, but it's like that na eh. It's unpredictable na rin ang weather, but, you know, you just have to rough it. I guess it adds excitement. We have a lot of non-Filipino tourists.
Yeah.
At saka yung mga batang tourists na mga Filipinos na umuwi doon, in groups sila and then they come back and say, oh no, we went through flood and all this and it was exciting, it was fun. ganun sila. Something unusual sa kanila because you don't really experience those things here in Sydney.
Rod, yung pagsasara ng Boracay is 6 months. Will it greatly affect your operations? Kasi marami nagpapabuksin
sa
Boracay.
Yeah. One of our prime destinations, Ronald, is Boracay, don't forget. So all of a sudden, that market is closed. So I hope that people will not stop because of that. I hope that they will seek other destinations.
Hmm.
And we have a lot of other exciting destinations.
Okay, so yun ang ano yung ngayon ang kapalit. You're promoting other destinations.
Oh yes, we have to do, we have to do that, Ronald. Otherwise, you know, and you know, we're fully supported now by the airlines. We're fully supported by the Department of Tourism, Philippine Department of Tourism, and more importantly, pag may mga suggestions kami, we broach it to the airlines, PAL, Cebu Pac, and they listen to us, and you know, mamaya maya nagpo-promote, may promote sales promotion na naman ng price ng airfare, etc. Because they have to, we have to help each other. Alam mo naman, this is for Philippines,
okay.
No?
To summarize,
ang daming nawala ng trabaho, yes. Sadly, at the moment, hopefully, temporary lang for 6 months, sabi mo nga.
Okay.
I just hope that 6 months lang ito.
Yes, yeah, so to summarize, Rod, 5 alternative destinations pagsara ng Boracay sa Pilipinas. Name 5.
Cebu, Panglao, Coron, Puerto Princesa, of course, Batanes.
Okay, so marami. Maraming dapat
pagpapalit.
Okay.
Tabao, no, marami. Kamigin, oh my goodness.
Okay, on that end.
Napakarami.
Yes. Maraming salamat, Rod. On that
salamat,
end.
Ronald. Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Apektado ba kayo? Marami ba nagpapakansel ang mga clients? Or anong nangyayari?
Oo, meron din tayong maapektuhan na pasero.
Hmm.
Lahat naman eh.
Oh, ano pong ginagawa ninyo bale pag may nagka-cancel or what o ano ba bang
nire-rebook lang sa airline?
Nire-rebook niyo lang po.
Ika-cancel at saka explain natin sa pasero. They'll be given option kung anong gagawin ng airline.
Mm. So nangyayari po ngayon, marami bang totally cancel o nire-rebook lang nila o nagpapalipat sa ibang islands, ibang destination?
Actually kami, alos konti lang yung Boracay lang.
Mm.
Yung mga mainly mga flights lang. So, wala, alam, depende. Kasi ang situation ng airline, basta anong magagawa, lahat, basta government order yun. So, ang mangyayari, pag sinabing cancel ng airline, so we have to talk to the airline. May leeway naman ng airline. At saka,
okay.
Siyempre, ang pasero, hindi naman basta-basta mag-change yun eh. So, kumbaga, may leeway. So, ang pasero, they might delay yung flight nila kung somewhere or something like that. And the airline, same thing. Bibigyan sila ng chance. Mga ganun lang ba?
Oh, hindi ko kayo ganong apektado in other words?
Well, it's not nobody's fault naman eh. Go out there ng government.
Oh.
So ganun lang mangyayari. Although may mga wedding na, ewan ko kung ano mangyayari sa mga wedding na yun.
Yun to, tungkol sa mga wedding. Paano ngayon yan?
Mga ano silang bagong venue siguro. Tapos eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kung nagkaroon pa ng mga storms, siyempre madidelay ang constructions kung ano man yan. Pagka nagkaroon ng bagyo, sana wala.
Okay.
Kaya 6 months, hindi mo rin mapirmi kung natapos yun o whatever. Ganun lang. Ang concern lang natin, siyempre, hindi lang naman 6 months ang impact yun eh. Maraming impact yan after that eh. Di ba? Basta-basta, siyempre, si-check muna nila ano bang nangyayari. O baka mamaya, hindi matapos ng 6 months yun. So, lahat tayo, ganun ang mangyayari. Wala tayong mga alam kung ano mangyayari. Mag-rely tayo sa mga news. Ganun lang. So, doon sa mga operator, doon sa on the ground mismo, eh, hindi natin masyadong masasabi kung ano mangyayari sa kanila. Tsaka maraming issue din eh. Pati yung mga local na mga tao, mga employment issue rin. Di ba? So, actually, dito sa Australia, kukunti lang yung market na yun ang maapektuhan eh. Ang maraming maapektuhan, mga Korea, mga Chinese.
So, kayo hindi rin gano'ng kalaki ang maapekto sa inyo?
Kami, konti. Bihira lang kami ang talimburang kayo. Tsaka, konti lang ina-handle namin. Gawa ng, mainly, mga hanggang Manila lang mga naman yun eh. So, yun ang situation. So, kung anong nakikita nyo sa mga sa dyaryo, same thing pa rin, ganun lang.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, ang concern lang namin, siyempre, sana matapos ka agad dyan. Pag ang concern natin ngayon is, pag halimbawa, tapos na, naayos na, paano natin makukumuli ang mga pasero pumunta ron?
Mm-hmm.
Ang concern natin na how long?
And sa tingin nyo, tutulong naman yung government din, yung Philippine government na pag-attract ulit. I mean, bibigyan kayo ng suporta to attract more passengers again.
Well, ever since naman, laging kung mayroon, bihira. I mean, depende naman, ibang government naman yun, ibang administration.
Hindi, Philippine tourism po natin dito, ibig sabihin. Do you think they can assist you?
Bibigyan lang in terms of Yung normal lang, yung mga bubuksan nila, ganun lang yan. Pero yung ewan ko, depende sa kanila. Maaaring they'll put a big project or whatever. Wala pa tayong alam kung ano mangyayari. Malabo pa, kumbaga, hindi pa natin alam. Siguro pagka medyo malapit ang matapos, maaaring meron silang program na marketing. Depende.
Okay. Ilan siguro?
Depende ka. Sa Maynila din kasi pa... Sa Maynila, malaking impact sa Maynila. Pinag-uusapan nila yun eh. Malaking losses sa tourism eh. How to recover yun.
So tingin nyo, malaking impact talaga yun sa tourism ng Pilipinas?
Ngayon, ang ginagawa sa government sa Philippines, they're trying to promote other destinations. But we don't know kung may impact yun. Saka lalo na pinag-uusapan din nila yung ibang destinations na re-rehabilitate din. Yung Baguio, re-rehabilitate din. Yung ibang tourist destination like yung Davao, re-rehabilitatin. Mukhang ang problema na yan, medyo serious eh. Hindi lang sa Boracay naka-contain eh.
Ah, okay. And kayo naman, in your case po, kung sa tingin nyo, ino-offer din ba ninyo yung mga ibang bansa nila kasi magbiyahe sa Pilipinas?
Mainly Philippines ang preferred namin.
Ah, Philippines pa rin ang preferred nyo.
Yan ang focus natin being Filipino. So kung anong mga options, ganun. Unless talagang gusto nilang tingin ng ibang destination, like mag-offer sila mismo. Kasi kanya-kanyang schedule din naman. Maraming, katulad nga, maraming pong gustong pumunta ng Japan. But still, via Manila pa rin.
Ah, via Manila pa rin. Dadaan pa rin ng Manila. So, ano ulit mga alternatives na places na magandang puntahan?
Palawan. Panglao, Cebu. Mm-hmm. Panglao, Cebu, Bohol, isang destination yan. Meron silang pinopromote na nababasa ko na nagiging popular. Yung sa North, sa La Union, may mga beaches din dyan.
Ah, okay. Oo.
Yan naman. La Union, Pangasinan, La Union is becoming popular.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yun lang po, Mr. Basil. Maraming salamat po sa inyo, ha?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.